Ramadan is a month of whose beginning is mercy, whose middle is forgiveness, and whose end is freedom of the fire. Welcome to Horizon Magazine. I'm your host, Mariam Hafju. Fasting is a fundamental worship in Islam that provides a great platform to gain self-control, piety, humbleness, sympathy to the poor, sincerity to Allah, and success in the hereafter. Fasting enables us to fight evil traits such as passion, lust, greed, arrogance, and jealousy. According to Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Fasting is a protection from the calamities of this world and a veil from the punishment of the next." When you fast, you intend thereby to restrain yourself from fleshy appetites and to cut off those worldly desires arising from the ideas of Satan and his kind. Put yourself in a position of a sick person who desires neither food nor drink. Expect recovery at any moment from the sickness of wrong actions. Purify your inner being of every lie, spiritual impurity, heedless and darknessness, which might cut you off from being sincere for the sake of Allah.
The 21st International Holy Quran Exhibition has kicked off in Tehran during a ceremony held at the Imam Khomeini Grand Prayers Grounds. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and the Minister of Culture and Islamic Guidance, Sayyid Mohammad Hosseini, along with several other officials, attended the opening ceremony held on June 5, 2013. Many memorizers, researchers, and those ones who had made efforts for Quran were honored during the opening gala. Quran is the book of mankind's movement from earth towards God. It's a plan for movement, it's a direction towards perfection. Without the book, without a law, without a plan, it's impossible for mankind to reach its peak, President Ahmadinejad said. Including over 40 sections, the event is to host numerous exquisite Quranic works from 30 countries that have been presented by the individuals or offered by the organizations from the applicant countries. Some 50 Quranic products have been unveiled at the year's exhibition focusing on the theme of Quranic lifestyle. Different topics, including Quran and economy, Quran and sociology, Quran and human sciences, will be discussed in several sessions during the exhibition. The visitors are also to enjoy the event's various sections such as children, young adults, family, recitations and memorizations, research, education and translation. Iran's president-elect Hassan Rouhani is slated to attend the closing ceremony. Iran's Minister of Culture and Islamic Guidance, Sayyid Mohammad Hosseini, had earlier said. Iran's International Quran Exhibition, which is annually held during the blessed month of Ramadan, aims at stimulating development and promotion in concepts of the Holy Quran. Iran's 21st International Quran Exhibition will be continued for about 1 month until August 6th.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I am Anas Abdullah from Nigeria. We come from Al-Mustafa International University for this exhibition. This is my first time to participate in this exhibition. So I am very happy, So this exhibition introduced the Quranic concept to another people, non-Muslim. Which taking place every year during Holy Ramadan. So the Muslims in Nigeria, during the Ramadan, Holy Ramadan, they they do their fasting and they visit each other, they reciting Quran, Holy Quran, and they help poor people in Nigeria County.
I'm here in this exposition of the Quranic style of life in the Islamic nations. I'm invited for Jabhat al-Mustafa al-Alamiyya in representation of this international university in this stand for talk with our guests about the Quranic style of life in my country, in Chile, Latin American country. Particularly, Chile have one population of 17 million of people, and of this population, just around 6,000 are Muslims, and around 25% are Shia. The Quranic activities in my countries are very complete. We have madrasas, different schools, where the kids there can read learn to read the Quran and to memorize the Holy Quran.
This week, the site that we have received is called Al-Mustafa International University. If you have sites such as those you've seen in our programs, please don't hesitate and email them to us. We would really appreciate it. Thank you.
Al-Mustafa International University, as an international academic institution, is one of the largest educational centers in the world of Islam. This educational center enjoys more than 60 branches worldwide, located in the 5 continents and active in scientific, educational, and research fields. Al-Mustafa University admits students from different countries and teaches them in the humanities and arts and also Islamic subjects. The outcome of the Al-Mustafa activities are several papers and books which have been published by Al-Mustafa Press Center in different languages. The university is also run e-university that admits students online and teaches students from across the globe electronically and internet-based. Since the number of applicants for the e-learning has increased significantly, new programs such as education technology, Islamic management, and IT have been added to the former programs. Students and applicants can go to the www.miu.ac.ir for further information and for submitting their applications. The website is presented in 6 languages, including Farsi, Russian, French, and Urdu.
Al-Mustafa University is an academic and seminary institute with the title of the Prophet of Islam. Al-Mustafa intends to address the growing need for knowledge of Islamic teachings. The university follows these objectives. Number one, to train researchers, lecturers, disseminators, and scholars who are well informed about Islamic issues. And number two, the university is to expand the Quranic and Islamic teachings across the globe. The applicants need to have the basic knowledge of Islam, and also they should be informed about subjects and the cultural issues, the political issues, and general knowledge of the area they live in or the area that they want to have the activities. The university, like I said before, is basically a university and a seminary institute, and exactly the degrees that are offered by the Ministry of Iranian. Basically, the Al-Mustafa University is for the foreigners. Currently, we have applicants from more than 100 countries. Different countries, European countries, American countries, everywhere in the world. And also the university has its branches around the world. They can come to the country, they can come to Iran and focus their studies inside the country, or they can apply in other branches around the globe. And the website is basically an academic website. It offers academic information and services. But also the applicants, and the applicants can use administration services, visa-related services, resident permits, health insurance, and I should mention that the website is now offered in 6 major world languages, and in coming months we are trying to add Japanese and Portuguese languages as well. But also the other people who want to visit the website, they can have access to a free access, actually, to database. The database includes the dissertation and PhD thesis, also the conference proceedings and seminars. They can access all these informations and things on the website. We can divide the users into different levels. Number one, the students and the current students who, like I said, they can have administration, visa, and these kind of services which are given to them. And also the other people who are interested in knowledge of Islam, they can use all the information, including research studies and the thesis and the conference proceedings and the academic seminars.
Allah has made observing the fasting an obligatory act for Muslims so that we remember Allah. We know ourselves better, we become more able to control our desires. We remember the hereafter, we get ready to do good deeds. We store righteous acts for our future life, we gain experiences of hunger and thirst. And so remember the poor and sympathize with them and help them. We become healthier, we may move ahead towards our desired goal of perfection. Fasting awakens emotions and sentiments. Wealthy people who eat different varieties of food the whole year are unaware of people who are hungry. The person who fasts remembers the hunger of the poor and becomes aware of their sufferings, and as a result, emotions and sentiments are awakened in them. And this reduces the gap between the various classes of people and reminds them.
Ali,
Welcome back. We hope you've enjoyed the program thus far. Stay tuned for this report.
I'm Zohra Davachi. I've been doing watercolor for the past 6 years. Watercolor is my main tool, and I mostly paint flowers, plants, and nature. I try to use my own imagination as well. This is my third exhibition. It's a solo exhibition which is held under the aegis of my dear master, Ms. Marjon Mudarisi, and a group of fellow artists at Shuku Gallery. As you can see, in this exhibition, some paintings are put on display for the visitors in watercolor technique with a surreal abstract atmosphere. A glance at nature and inanimate nature are the subjects I have chosen to present these works and put a visual narrative of aesthetic and nostalgic feelings under the audience's eye. Taking into consideration that watercolor painting could be regarded as an art of feeling, in which the artist's method of working highly depends on their feeling towards the surrounding world. In these works, there exists a poetic feeling in the subject's atmosphere. You might come up with the question, why I went for watercolor? Because I feel watercolor gives you a feeling of tranquility, and when it is mixed with water, it seems very smooth. This is the reason why I have a good feeling about flowers and nature in these paintings. I've always had a deep feeling for the scenic views and nature.
I'm Leyli Saeb. It's about 2 years I'm engaged in watercolor painting. I'd never had any experience in painting. When I retired, I thought painting is the best thing that can give me comfort. I was interested in it, so I attended painting classes and started learning painting with watercolor. It's not a long time since I took up painting, and I could never imagine my paintings would be displayed in this gallery. I really like watercolor painting because it gives a good, soothing feeling to people. Working with watercolor is very difficult, and it's not something to gain mastery over in a 3 or 4 year time span. And if you make a mistake while working, you have to put it aside and start anew. I have 5 paintings in this gallery. The paintings you see behind me are my works of art, which are done on nature and photos taken from nature. The amount of time needed for watercolor painting depends on the model chosen for painting. it might need 6 or 7 hours to complete. This painting shows a biker, which took more time because it had more details. The colors I used for this painting were out of my own feelings. I tried to depict those feelings in these colors, not the exact color in the model or photo.
Receiving emails from you guys about your opinions, questions, and comments. We look forward to reading them and we really appreciate them. So please don't hesitate and send them to our website, our email. I'll begin with today's emails for this week. Our first email is from Massa from Australia, who said, "When is the repeat of the show?" Our second email is from Ali Reza saying, "Hi, I think it would be nice if you guys were to invite a guest to your program." Our third email is from Anita saying, "Sahar TV has great programs. However, Horizon Magazine is my favorite. Thanks so much for the show." And lastly, our email is from Hamis emailing saying, "The program about Ramadan was very sweet and informative. Thank you so much." Hope you've enjoyed our program so far and thank you for being with us. For further information about our programs, please visit our website at english.saharatv.ir.
On Saturday on Weekly Digest, in the studio we had Dr. Stephen Davies, Education Director of the Institute of Economic Affairs. This week on the show, the United States and Europe are having transatlantic trade discussions to create the world's biggest joint free trade area aimed at spurring growth. Despite Europe's anger towards America because of their spying program, the biggest challenge for this project is coming to an agreement on the different government agreements. Last Sunday on Pure Home, we talked about the importance of supplication. Our guest was Dr. Muhammad Nasser Zaghayabiria, an Islamic scholar. We brought you a story titled Tomorrow's Date from the Story of Righteous written by Murtaza Motahari. This week's report was titled The Role of Mother and Family by Muhammad Reza Zibai Nejad. In the part of From Here and There, Farha Vafaju talked about an informative article about those people who might have fear of suffering from diabetes. He added a new study suggesting a type of vaccine for patients diagnosed with type 1 diabetes that affects their immune system to stop attacking their body. The study shows that the suggested vaccine can retrain the patient's autoimmune system to protect the cells that make insulin. He also introduced a book which is very relevant to this month of fasting. The title is Fast in the Month of Ramadan and is authored by Yasin Al-Jabouri. Last Monday, Iran Travel Guide introduced attractions you can discover in Iran. In the program, Dr. Kiumas Ghaffari, one of the experienced tour guides, talked about museums, their history, and their attractions. We also went to Miancala Peninsula, a narrow but long peninsula in Mazandaran province in the north of Iran, situated in the extreme southeastern part of the Caspian Sea. And finally, Dr. Sasan talked about Tehran's underground transportation system. Finally, last Tuesday on Open Talk, the challenge between justice and oppression has been a serious issue amongst the scholars and those who fought for their virtues throughout history. The most important action to stand up against oppression, according to Islam, is to fight for the truth. The main questions here are: what are the types and the levels of oppression? What is the Islamic perspective regarding the concepts of oppression, resistance, or jihad? What are the Muslims' duties before oppressed Muslims and non-Muslims in the world?
We hope you've enjoyed this week's program and it was interesting and enticing for you, and hopefully you'll join us again for next week's program. Till next time, take care and God bless.